This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is sending Republican Representative Gabe Evans' Fire Act to the House floor. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Fire Act works to ensure that states are not punished as a result of emissions they can't control. It's part of a slate of bills Republicans are moving forward to modernize the Clean Air Act. Evans says his bipartisan bill is sorely needed.
It's a common sense solution that simply clarifies how emissions from wildfires, prescribed burns, and other exceptional events are treated in federal air quality reviews.
The bill passed out of committee along party lines, with some arguing the Clean Air Act already does this. Democrats view the slate of bills as an attempt to weaken the air quality law. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. saw a slight drop last year in organ donations from people who died, but leaders in Colorado said the trend here is more positive. Jennifer Prince is CEO of Donor Alliance. She says kidney transplants stayed about the same year to year, and overall transplants from deceased donors in the state went up over 5%. In part, she credits Colorado's regulations for organ retrieval.
We evaluate whether somebody has potential to be an organ, eye, or tissue donor and have those discussions with their family.
A recent report cited growing public mistrust in the retrieval system nationwide. That's after federal investigators found a Kentucky group had prepped some patients for organ removal while they still showed signs of life. Colorado hovers in the top five for organ donors. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.